Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth Main.
The fog is near, cursed in heaven.
Hello and welcome to the Independent Music Podcast. What a way, Anthony Chalmers, of getting started.
Yeah, 9 minutes of vocal experimentalism, droney electronics, I like it very much.
Yes, opus. I think the word opus can be thrown around a lot, but the new album from, the debut album from Flesh and the Dream.
So many things can be described as being influenced by Kate Bush that are like not really, but that vocals does have a wee bit of a whiff there.
It's got a whiff, a whiff of the Bush about it. That's a terrible turn of phrase. Flesh and Dream, yeah, it's a collaboration. It's a duo of Shackleton and Heather Lee. Their record called Choose Mortality. It's out right now on Everything Forever. But yeah, the track called Book of Daniel Part 3 (parentheses) The Image of God and the Blazing. That record was like first time I heard the first note, it was an instant purchase, and so that is what I have done. It's absolutely fantastic. Sam Shackleton played on the podcast previously, had a record Death by Tickling with Scotch Rolex out earlier this year.
It's funny, since the photo that they sent us of them having lunch together listening to the podcast, you know, I have also got a song by DJ Scotch Egg coming later on this podcast. It's how to guarantee your plays.
Well, just like be
a patron and then send us lovely content.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. But yeah, Shackleton also had Departing Like Rivers on Woe to the Septic Heart a couple of years ago, which I'd heartily recommend.
And make excellent music, of course. That's the vital step.
None of that. Just give us your money. So that's how we do things here, as you can tell, with all the wealthy musicians that we never tire of playing. Heather Lee, she's from Texas, lives in Glasgow, loads of great records on lots of fantastic labels, sort of a who's who of experimental record labels. So Editions Mago, Ideologic, Corgan, Not Not Fun, Boomcat Editions as well. And also, she's had loads of collaboration with a German jazz saxophonist and clarinetist, Peter Brotzmann.
Who just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Is that correct?
Indeed, yeah.
Well, that's news to me. That's extremely sad. And now I'm going to go and listen to some music by him, I suspect. But yeah, loads of collaborations with him on Trost, the fabulous Austrian sort of new jazz label.
I told Gareth off mic, but I was with Heather Lee at Steve Davis's 60th birthday party.
I heard once that you liked her music.
In the middle of the night, and I'd maybe been participating in too much of a good time. And apparently I told her many, many, many times over and over that I thought her music was excellent. So
how many times is too many times to tell someone that you like
that? Three or four, I think, realistically. It's good to know that though, when you're completely out of your mind, at least you're like still focusing on the good stuff.
Yeah, you can be annoying but complimentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Better than
precisely
annoying.
It's not good, but it could be worse. Before we go on to my first song, we're sponsored once again by the State 51. Thank you, State 51, for your continued support for well over, I don't know how long they've been doing it now, a year and a half, 2 years, something. Lots of support anyway. Thank you, State 51. They've got the records by Shit and Shine and Legs with five S's at the end, and the album of Indian Experimentalism Electronics from the 60s and 70s, and all sorts of the other great stuff that they do there. Distribution, magazine, atelier, etc. Can I play you a new one by Vanishing Twin here? I played, maybe on the last podcast, two podcasts ago, the VZ, the Valentina Magaletti and Zongamin.
Opened last week's pod.
Exactly.
The last pod we recorded with it.
And that track is Valentina, Susumu / Zongamin, and Kathy Lucas of Vanishing Twin. Now, those three are Vanishing Twin. It's basically a Vanishing Twin track. And now I will play a Vanishing Twin track because it's just really brilliant. New release coming for them on Fire Records. The album's called Afternoon X, and this is the title track.
I tried to catch it in my hand.
There we go.
Sorry, I'm just so, that ending was so satisfying. It's a great song, great track. And yeah, the ending, extremely satisfying.
Exactly, a great track. So Vanishing Twin must be their third, fourth, fifth album now, at least done a couple on Soundway. Then now they've done two or three on Fire. I remember putting on, maybe the first, right on their first ever show, and they were called Orlando. Always been.
I was going to say they used to have a different name.
Yeah, Orlando was what they were called, but I don't even think they even did an album under that name. Like,
they did a split with Tamaga, didn't they?
Yeah,
they that's did. How I first came across them.
Yeah, that one exactly.
It's probably on this podcast. That's how long
it's got. It was reissued. It was originally a tape, and it was then reissued on vinyl. And it's the one of the only Tamaga releases that I don't own, and I have a near full discography for Tamaga. So I've just been needing to go and buy it.
How much do you reckon that's going to say about?
No, I did check the price. It wasn't cheap or anything. But it was only 20 or 30 quid or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So brilliant band. Kathy Lucas, Valentina Magaletti, and Sasumu coming out in October, which is feel like this year is cracking on. That track is called Afternoon X.
Yeah, year is running away. I've got cheese shop Christmas plans to start doing in the next week or two. Whoa, it's not even warm yet. I am going to go to Germany with Deja Yildirim and Graham Mushnick. This is from a compilation called Ayuda para Glenda Tirado. So it's a charity record for a lady called Glenda Tirado. She's a artist. She does a lot of the artwork for bands in the sort of experimental cumbian scene. So
and the cover of this record is brilliant as well.
So, you know, Meridian Brothers, Romperreu, those sorts of artists. And she has had a long battle with cancer. I don't know the details, but from the blurb, it seems to sort of be coming in and out. And she's now going into her third bout of treatment. It seems to be eminently fixable, but obviously with these sorts of things needs money. And so this is a record to try and raise money for that. It has loads of artists that we love on it. So Meridian Brothers, who are bringing the whole thing together. Also Romperreu, as I mentioned as well, La Chinos and a couple of others. And this duo, so Deja Yildirim, someone we've been long-term fans of on the pod. Graham Mushnick, who is in Deja's band, Group Shimshek, and also appears on a couple of other records. And fantastic track. Yeah, this is Deja Yildirim and Graham Mushnick, and the track is called Tren Gelir. There you go. Dave Yildirim and Graham Mushnick. And the track is called Tren Galir. It's taken from the compilation Ayuda Help Para Glenda Tirado. And yeah, do go to Meridian Brothers Bandcamp, meridianbrothers.bandcamp.com, and download the record, donate some money. You can also email octupopo@gmail.com. I'll put that in the show notes as well, so that if you want to donate some money, then please do send some over to Glenda, and I'm sure every little helps. And yeah, wonderful record, wonderful track from the record. Tiny bit of that South American influence at the start. But,
oh yeah, 100%.
But definitely went into what we know Dave Yildirim for, which is sort of Anatolian music.
I don't know, I think I had sort of a strong Cumbian vibe. Maybe I'm sort of projecting because I know the label it's on and stuff, but I definitely hear a good bit of that.
Definitely a bit there at the start, but it's taken from, so it's on the compilation, but they also have Graham, they have a record called Hey Dostum Kak that came out in February this year, completely passed me by, which is strange given we both like Yildirim's music. Deyer's music, I should say. It came out on a label I wasn't aware of either, called Buback Trontager from Germany. Not new one.
Flows off the tongue, yeah. No, I don't know it.
Certainly does. But yeah, talked a little bit about Deyer and Graham Mushnack, moniker of Axel Oliver. He's one of the co-founders of Catapulte Records, who we have played in the past, and is a member of Group Shimshack, has a few LPs on Catapulte itself called Peeping Through the Porthole.
Beeping through the nice.
Beeping through the porthole.
Keeping that in definitely. Yeah.
Poophole. Yes. I add other ones that I'm too terrified to mention.
All right, very sort of particular sort of psychedelic vibe to the start of this pod. And I was going to play a different track, but I'm swapping things around because I want to play you the track that I mentioned that features DJ Scotch Egg. So Small But Hard Records, which is a label that Scotch Egg's part of, has been going for more than a decade. I mean, they were going when Robo Elephant, my label, we used to share a stall together at the indie label market. But they've been defunct for, I don't know, at least 5 or 6 years, I think. I've got it right here. Oh, here we go, look. January 2015, so 8 years was the last time anything was on their Bandcamp, and I just thought the label was over, to be honest. And then out of nowhere, new compilation called So Hard, So Small.
But also like a promise for more new music.
Exactly, featuring lots of people that you would have heard of if you listen to this podcast and if you like, if you followed the label before. So Scotch Egg, Disrupt, CC, Gorgon, who we played on the podcast very recently, Debmaster, doing records with MC Yella, you know, really great stuff.
Yeah, a bit of a Nege Nege influence on there, like DJ Daisun and Raja Kirik as well, the Indonesian duo who had a phenomenal record a few years
back. Yeah, well, Scotch Egg has obviously been working there in Kampala, so understand, met a good bit of people there. So this is Ethnic Punch and DJ Scotch Egg. Ethnic Punch has got two tracks on here, and this track is called Equinox. We'll be right back.
dönem gafil bölümde kamil patina şeklik gören sevindi. Karnıma sabit ağrılarını bitmiş saplar kendize müslü kuruntu. Pehper peyda yere kapanamadı parantezim açık pare. Cebimde kalıntı bozuk bir ruhu kafamda gürültü. Yıllar geçti bak geçti. Perspektifim tatsız detay. Şimdi boyutlar monoton ton sürtün bir fiil. Sıralar bam göme tayi. Boylar geçirir geceleri yanlışlık karakolunda. Hiç bükey ayna var. İçine atar tür üç çeşit safsatayı. Yükseklerden uçtun, gerçeklerden kaçtın. Birden yere düştün, aklımda dolaştın. Kendinle tanıştın, daha dolan poçtur labirent. Bir baktın ki aynı bok ama bu kez rengi lacivert. Ciğer taktı kelepçelerini, saydı gerekçelerini. Aklım bana karşı geldi. Kibirci kamerasında Don Quixote'da kaldı pelerini. Tatsızlara tacı verdim. Taktı kelepçelerini, saydı gerekçelerini. Aklın bana karşı geldi. Birici kamerasında Don Quixote'da kaldı pelerin. Tatsızlara tacı verdim. Gelip acilen yapalık ilacı ver.
Another very satisfying end.
A real theme to this week's part. Yeah. But we didn't even mention the train noises at the end of the other track.
Yeah. But I've just seen on Small But Hard that they released two releases ago, April 2014, Scorched, is actually their co-release with me. That's how long ago.
That's the one that ended it. It's taken them 8 years to get over that.
that lovely Dead Fader record that we did. So yeah, there we go. That is Ethnic Punch and DJ Scott Chegg. Ethnic Punch is a Turkish rapper. I hadn't come across him before. We hadn't come across him before, but just had a quick look and looks like he did some did a record with Scott Chegg in 2019. So yeah, so new to me, but Shige is a prolific artist. And so yeah, there we go. So Get to Know, So Hard, So Small. That's on tape and digital up on Bandcamp.
Yeah, very exciting. I actually had a track from this record as well. I had the Kiki Hitomi track that ends the record. It's absolutely beautiful. It's just stunning. Like,
I haven't listened to the whole thing, actually, unlike, so I need to kick it in.
Say, is it unlike anything she's done before? Quite well, that leaps to mind for sure. Also on there, Laurie Boer, who we played their record from Casual Plastic a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two ago, and it's certainly up there in my albums of the year. But if you want to find out more about our records of the year, tonight we are doing a live show, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. If you join today, if you're listening on the Monday, then you can join us this evening where we'll be showcasing some wonderful music videos from some of our favourite records of this year, and maybe one from last year.
Yeah, so it's 8 o'clock UK time. And just, if you listen to this in the morning, just join and come tonight. Exactly, that's me. I've had one album that it really bites at me that I didn't play it on the pod. And I listen to the record every week. I think it's a rock masterpiece. So anyway, I'm going to get it on my one for the patrons. Yeah, it's been a little while since we did a sort of patron live show with songs, because we've done a watch along recently. So yes, excited to do another show like that with you. And I hope our patrons, if you are forgetting, if you listen to this, just a reminder, this is a benefit that you get. We love seeing your faces. Get yourself in.
Yeah, and thank you to our latest patron, Benjamin Bland, who joined us last week. Thank you so much for your support and for joining the Discord and getting early access to podcasts and all the other joys that you get from supporting this podcast, not least like keeping it going, so that we can bring you music like this. So a friend of mine, I was hanging out with a friend of mine from Mexico on the weekend, and this morning he messaged me and he was just like, oh, yeah, here's some music for you. It's some hardcore satanic boogie.
Hardcore satanic boogie.
And I was like, okay, let's give that a go.
Well, after the Pharaoh Overlords and Aaron Turner sort of metal Italo combo that I didn't know was going to work and then definitely did work, maybe I'm ready for the satanic boogie.
Yeah, I mean, it's emphasis on the hardcore, less on the boogie, I would say, personally, listening to this.
Is it going to be like that track you played last week when you were like, it's ambient techno, it's heavy on the ambient, low on the techno?
Yeah, probably. it's a band called Nephalem. They're from Melbourne in Australia. This is their second record, and it's called Phantasmagoria. This track is called Dick Spit. See you in the car, read the blast, I'm driving with a cigarette, and you're pulling your back.
Another track with a sort of funny last 5 seconds.
That's it. Nephilim. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or wrong, probably incorrectly. Nephilim are, in the most simplest term, abominations. They possess both grace and miasma, born of both heaven and hell, and their nature is both angelic and demonic, yet they are neither of the two. So there you go. That's where the name comes from anyway. The track is called Dick Spit. It's on the record called Phantasmagoria, which is, yeah, like, yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah, like I say, heavy on the hardcore, a bit soft on the boogie, and yeah, I've been through
it's like good times, I think. You know, I see what he's talking about.
Yeah, good times. That is for sure. They describe themselves as specialists in bringing manic infectious energy to any venue. I can imagine it being extremely fun to watch live. And yeah, it is their second record as well. They had one called Diabolica. So they've really got an ear thing going, haven't they? Phantasmorgia and Diabolica. Yes, in 2021.
Nice. Well, that's about all we've got time for non-patrons. So last one from me. It's weird. I thought we played this earlier on the podcast before, but I've just had a search at the always excellent functionality of our website. It seems like we haven't. So this is from Dublin, Rachel Lavelle, pod patron and longtime friend Gracie O'Byrne, sent me her music along in like just before COVID. And we exchanged some emails about gigs and then, you know, whatever. Then there was no shows for a couple of years as these things sort of went on the back burner and I sort of completely forgot about it. And then she got back in touch last week and I was like, who's that? And I was like, oh yeah, this is really good. And I thought I'd play it on the pod, but anyway, maybe not. Little bit like, reminded me a tiny bit of the Decisive Pink that Gareth was enjoying at KMV and Angel Deridorian, sort of really high quality pop, shall we say. So yep, we'll see you very soon, patrons. We'll see you next week, non-patrons. Let this unlock your full potential.
Let me show you can be.